Yesterday, at the site of Shir, the main akuda of yesterday's Shir is something that I need to come back to because it's something that comes up repeatedly throughout the first parak of Yevamos. And because what I told you yesterday is not 100% true, in order to make it more understandable, I left out some of the complicated aspect of what we discussed. So I'd like to come back to the aside of what we said yesterday to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. The basic idea on which the Teretz was based was the idea that when you have a situation of Yibum, there's no Isser sister-in-law. There's no Isser Achais Eishes Achiv if it's a situation of Yibum. Now, I want to be clear, when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, everyone agrees. That's Pashut. When there's a mitzvah of Yibum, of course there's no Isser sister-in-law. That's what Yibum means. When there's a mitzvah of Yibum, there's no Issa sister-in-law. That's what the Torah says. Our question was, when you have a situation that the brother died without children, but there's no mitzvah of Yibum, for whatever reason, because it's your daughter, because it's he made a neder, because you're a kohen gadol and it's an almana, any reason, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, do we say that this woman is also to you as a sister-in-law? Or do we say, look, if your brother died without children, then there's no Issa's sister-in-law. Why can't you marry her? Because she's Bitai, or because you're a Kohen Gadol, or because you made a Ned. There are other reasons. What we said yesterday was that there is no Issa of sister-in-law. The sister-in-law Issa falls off in every case that a brother dies without children. The sister-in-law Issa falls off, and there are other Issurim. As I said, just like if you take a piece of nevela meat and you salt the meat, the Issa dam comes off. You're not allowed to eat it anyway. It's nevela. It's true, you can't eat it because it's nevela. But the Issa dam comes off, you salted the meat. The same thing. What? No, dam and nevela is not going to be in this chalos because the dam is first. The same thing when the sister-in-law is also your daughter. Your brother marries your daughter. The sister-in-law is also your daughter. So the aside we said yesterday is that the sister-in-law falls away. Just like salt takes out dam, a situation of Yibum takes out the Issa of a sister-in-law. You're left with an Issa Bitai. You're still not allowed to marry her. If your daughter, you're not married. You're left with an Issa Bitai. But the Issa of sister-in-law, that falls away. And Mamela, if this man will marry his brother's wife, who's his daughter, and they give Hasra, sister-in-law, he won't be chayiv. The sister-in-law is the fell away. Now, this is the aside we said yesterday, and it does answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. And it's true that a number of Achrayim say this teretz to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha, in one form or another. What I have to add to you today is the following. Rabbi Kivager is going on the Gemara's Havanina. Tzara Tzara Minalan. How do you know Tzara Tzara? So Rabbi Kivager asked the Kasha that Tzara Tzara Minalan, you know from a Svara? So he said a Teretz. The Teretz we said is true in the Havanina of the Gemara. But the Gemara goes on. It says Talmud Laima Litzrar. The Gemara brings that we have a Gezeres HaKosov of Litzrar, a second drasha from Litzrar, First we darsh into Aser Tzaras Erva, and now we darsh into Aser Tzaras Tzara. After the Maskana of the Gemara, that the Gemara says Tzaras Tzara is Aser, we're now left with a Chakira. After the Maskana that Tzaras Tzara is Aser, what changed? Should we stay with the Yisayid we said yesterday, and the Issa sister-in-law falls away, and you're left with a new Aveira of Litzra? Or should I say, no, the new Pasuk of Litzra is mechadish to us that the Issa of sister-in-law doesn't fall away, and that the Tzara is Aser because it's the Tzara of a sister-in-law? In other words, the aside we said yesterday that the sister-in-law Issa disappears, we said to answer a kasha that had to do with a havamina of a Gemara, and I'm not backing off from that, it's a good teretz, but we're still not sure in the maskana at the end of the day if that aside is true or not. I say we're not sure. I mean, achrayim one after the other talk about this question about whether in the Maskana it's true that the sister-in-law Issa falls off. It's a Mishnah Melech Safik in one case, a Shara Melech, and Avni Meluim. Rav Shmuel, here in this first piece, discusses it. Rav Shlaima discusses it. Rav Naftali. It's something which we're still going to have open. The Stipler's piece on this Shaila is on Daf Yud. So it's something that we're still going to come back to throughout. The question is the Yisai true that at the end of the day there's no Isser of sister-in-law? I already told you that Reb Chaim appears to hold that way. Reb Chaim Taka holds that it's true l'maskana. He says that the din of sister-in-law from Reuven's marriage falls away. It's much easier if in the Maskana we're saying there is an Isser of sister-in-law. If not, Rav Ashi's Svara is that just like the Tzara of a Tzara is a Ptur, so the Tzara of this Tzara should also be a Ptur. Everybody's a Tzara of a Tzara. It doesn't have to, you don't have to use the word sister-in-law, you can use the word it's a Tzara of a Tzara.
It's literally that it's more of a Mastam. It's not like the Svara that I have, the clear-cut Svara that I have. It's like, this is a
similar. Okay. And Daflamid also, Daflamid you could ask from, was mashma that there is a Issa sister-in-law in the Maskana. The Gemara Daflamid said that, was the Lashon, Omer B'yud Omer Rab, Kol Yavama She'en Ani Kaira B'Bishas Mefilo Yavama Yavei Alel Hari Hi Keish Esash Yesh Lomanin Basura. Gemara seems to say that there is an Issa sister-in-law. The Gemara seems to contradict what I said yesterday. And if you learn that Yibum is only Daicha, not Hutra, it also seems... So it's fine if you contradict what I said yesterday. What I said yesterday was all to answer Rabbi Kivaker's Kasha, the Havamina of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Manala. Maskana, we'll talk about it. It's going to come up again. We'll talk about it plenty. Very nice. Now, as Rav Ashi holds that the Sfar continues, Rav Yudah doesn't hold. Could be in Machlekes Rashi Taisis, it could be in Machlekes Rav Ashi. Okay, so this Nakuda is an important Nakuda, and we'll return to it, and you have to understand both. You have to understand how it answers Rabbi Kivaker's Kasha, and you also have to understand how in the Maskana it's not clear that it's that one. We'll put that aside for a minute. We'll get to an easier topic. Taisus Eishes Sachet Me'imai. When you look at the size of it, you think that's the hot Taisus on the page, and it's not. The first dozen lines of Taisus, it takes Taisus to spell out his kasha. Taisus asks that Eishes Achiv Me'imai has some sort of a miyat. What's the miyat? In the kasha, Taisus rejects certain things. halfway through Tosfos, at the end of a line, it says Tiritz Rabbeinu Moshe. That's where the Chiddush of Tosfos comes up. Tiritz Rabbeinu Moshe. The Loya Salamute Elama Ariri Diksiv Bahukra. Tosfos says, Shemus Rabbeinu Moshe, that there's some chorus that's with Ariri, and there's some chorus that's without Ariri. Two types of chorus. Some chorus, which includes an einish of a children dying. And by the way, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, in Nois Gimel, that when we talk about children dying, we're only talking about ketanim. Once a child is a gadol, he has his own, he's a parsha petrani, and he has his own account in heaven. We talk about children dying, we're only talking about ketanim. But at any rate, Tosfos says two types of chorus. Chorus ariri, and a chorus that's without ariri. So that's Tosfos Shita. And Tosfos says the mira of Eisha Sacha Me'imai is to knock off the chorus ariri. And Tosfos says, well, you're talking Pirisela Rashi, Daima Kol Chorus Uvazari Nechus. Rashi says there's all, every chorus is Uvazari. So therefore, this teretz is no good, by Rashi. So it's like Tosfos. Dorach Lener says that even like Rashi, there are two types of chorus. Like Rashi, also two types of chorus. I think he says a possibility. One is his children die b'chayav, and one is shalai b'chayav. Different types of chorus. So Memela, Tosfos Kasha is answered, what's the miut of Eshesach HaMima? It's Memayit, whatever it is. We walk away from Tosfos with two shitas in Taich chorus. We learn Chumash, we learn V'nichrusa. What does V'nichrusa mean? We have two shitas here in Tosfos. Rashi holds that V'nichrusa is Ariri. And Tosfos holds Lav Davka. Those parshias where it says Ariri, it includes Ariri. Otherwise, chorus just means an early death. Tosfos says, really? If it means that he dies, so what's the difference between Misa Bidei Shemayim and Karis? So Tosfos answers that Karis is 50 years old and Misa Bidei Shemayim is 60 years old. What does it mean, 50 years old? So Tosfos says, the Yerushalmi says it means by the age of 50, and the Bavli says it means in his 50s. Either way, Karis is a younger age, and Misa Bidei Shemayim is at the age of 60. That's Tosfos Shita. I mentioned to you yesterday a third Shita, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrimais. The Ramban says that the Ikar of Karis is Karis HaNefesh. That in Shemayim, B'nichrusa Olam Haba, that there's an idea of Karis in Olam Haba. Now the Ramban is Masber. It doesn't mean that a person who ate Chelev once in his life, his neshama is gone forever and ever. Nichrusa is totally cut away. So the Ramban is Masber. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It means a certain level, whatever the einish of Karis is in Shemayim, it has an einish of Karis and Shemayim, whatever that level of einish is, and it's an einish on the neshama. What? So we know, if you want to sit and learn the Ramban, I'll tell you in a minute where you can see this interesting Ramban, but one second. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, which I'm sure you're all in the middle of learning now that it's Chodesh El, in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, the Rambam also says that Karis is an Einish HaNeshama, but he says it's both. It's an Einish HaGuf Ba'ilam HaZeh and an Einish HaNeshama Ba'ilam Abba. If you have the Frankel Rambam on Hilchis Tshuva, he prints in the Gilyan the Ramban has a sefer called Teres HaAdam. And in Teres HaAdam, he has a section called Shar HaGamul. It talks about Schar Neilam Haba. And there he explains Karas HaNeshama. In the Franco Rambam, it's printed in the Gilyan. It's a very long piece. And if someone's interested in understanding a little more about what it means exactly, Karas HaNeshama, so the Ramban there explains it with an Arichas. What they get to us is this idea that besides Rashi and Tosfos, we have this other idea of Karis being an Olam Haba Dikadin, that there's such a thing as a Karis in Olam Haba. The Rambam in Hilchis Bris Mila, the beginning of Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he talks about the Karis of a Bris Mila. Now you should know that there are only two mitzvahs asay in the Torah that are karis. There are many krisas that are lois asays, but there are only two mitzvahs asays that are karis. They're Karban Pesach, Bittul Karban Pesach, and Bittul Bris Mila. Those are the two mitzvahs asays sheyesh ben karis. There are no others. The Gemara in Zvachim and Afkuv Vav says that the two assays that have karis, yesh lahem takana, they have a way of being fixed up. What does that mean? Let's see. Karban Pesach, what does it mean, yesh lahem takana? It's a shame. You can fix up forever, but yesh lahem takana. If you missed Pesach, you could do it on Pesach Sheni. Bris Mila, what does it mean, yesh lahem takana? Means if you miss the bris on the eighth day, the person not chayv karis yet. If he does a bris on the ninth day or the tenth day, or he could be 90 years old and he does a bris, yesh lei takana, he avoids the issa karis. As I state the Gemara in Zvachim, at least the way we understand the Gemara, the Gemara says that bris mila has a takana. The Rambam says the following. He says, what's the chorus of a Bris Mila? He says, Kol yoyim v'yoyim sheyavar olav v'sheyagdil v'lo yomul asatzmai. Every day that passes and a person doesn't do a Bris Mila, harihu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Aval einai chayiv chorus ad sheyomus who oral b'mezid. But Issacharis is not over. Yesh lei takana. Issacharis ain't a chayiv karis at sheyamos who oral b'mezid. Until he dies and he's an oral b'mezid, then he's chayiv karis. What's the problem? What's the problem? If he's not chayiv karis till he dies, so how does he get an English karis? Karis means he died when he's 50 years old. He's not chayiv karis till the day he dies. So the kesef mishnah is the kasha. So rechim achashi yomus my karis shayiv bei. For the karis will be chatzi yama if he dies early. Vayv shver. What? Karis is becoming an ani. Chasha kemeis. Really? But how would he become an ani by 50 if he's not chayv karis till the day till he dies? He's not chayv karis yet at 50. What? The kasha is a shtaka kasha. It's not such a shtark akasha. What happens to any man who's 90 years old and he eats chaylas? He's chayiv karis. What happens to him? You're not going to die at the age of 50. So what are you going to do? I think that Tosfos Yeshanim Gimel says, the Yerushalmi brings, Zokin she'ochol chaylev mimo idiyoy she'chayev karis. Pirish. Shum she'kvar ova chamishim. U'mishani demes pisay. Rabbi suddenly. So there's such a thing as a karis where he doesn't get the 50-year-old gather. The Rambam holds that Karis includes Karis HaNeshama. He's muchas all that way. Since he holds by Bris Mila, a person's Nachayiv till the day he dies, it has to be Karis means Karis HaNeshama. Otherwise, what's Karis? He can't die 50. His children are probably not going to die Ketanim. By the time he's an old man, he probably doesn't have Ketanim. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, Kol yoyim oimid be'esakaris. The Rambam holds, the Ravid holds no. As soon as a man is bar mitzvah and he's not mal himself, he's chayav karis. Ayesh le takana. So the Rosh Hameach explains. The Ravid means the person's chayav karis. If later he'll do a bris milah, he'll be misakin l'mafreya, the Issacharis will fall off. So that, the Gemara in Zvachim says Yashay Takana, everyone holds Yashay Takana. But there's a machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, how it works. The Ravid holds, he's Chayiv Karis right away. As soon as he's a Pesheya and he doesn't do a bris, he's Chayiv Karis. Later, he has an option of fixing. He can repair it. The Rambam holds, he's not Chayiv Karis till the day he dies. Is there any nafkamina if you learn the Ravid's way of the Rambam? It's just words, or is there really a nafkamina? What's the difference? If he's not Chayiv Karis till the day he dies, if he's Chayiv Karis, but he can still fix it. His children will die. So what's going to happen? His children will die, and later when he does a bris milah, they'll come alive again. Could be. According to the Ravid, the Karis can't include children. Does it say Ariri by Bris Mila? I don't think so. Does it say Ariri? See, the Ravid can't hold like Rashi. Because the Ravid is going to hold like Rashi, what's going to happen? His children are going to die. And later, when he does a Bris Mila, he comes out he's not a Chayiv Karis. His children are dead already. True, I don't know if that's true. He maybe means a descendant. The descendants will be cut off. Maybe that's what it means, I'm not sure. But then, is there enough nafkamina between the Ravid and the Rambam? Yeah, when he's 50, he's dead already or he's not dead already? Should be dead. He has no sklosim to be tailofim. So he died at 50. Once he died at 50, he certainly can't fix it. So his children. So maybe the Ravid will hold that when once he's 50, his children will die, and maybe his grandchildren will die. Maybe. Ram says he's chayv an assay. He's over an assay, but he's not chayv karis. So, I guess the tshuva would include doing a bris, no? Yeah, but the Rambam would have also, because the Ram says, chol yayim over b'assay. Just saying, but chayv karis, that she owns. But there are some masses of very geshmak and nafkamina. He says, what happens if he doesn't do a bris? And then, when he's 70 years old, he becomes frail, he becomes sick, he gets an illness, that if he does a bris, it's sakana for him. He's an einus. B'saifei, tchilasei b'pshia. B'saifei b'einus. For 70 years of his life, he's a pesheya, he didn't do a bris. And then, when he's 70 years old, he becomes ill. I don't know what happens to him. Many illnesses in the world. He becomes ill, And now he can't do a bris. He wants to do a bris. He says he wants to do a bris. But now he's an oinus. Is he chayiv karis? Zotzar sameach. Like the ravid, he's chayiv karis. He's already chayiv karis from the day that he was a pesheya. You could fix it later. No, but he can't fix it. The chayiv karis, why is the chayiv karis? He was chayiv karis. Make it to tshuva, tshuva always helps. But as far as the issa karis, he was aiver. The Rambam is meduyik. The Rambam says, "Eina chayiv karis at sheyamos v'hu oral b'mezid." Is lashon at sheyamos v'hu oral b'mezid. He has to die and be an oral b'mezid when he dies. If he's sick for a week before he dies, it's going to be. Was he sick for the last week? So then he was an einus the last week. So tremendous nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. Nafkamina is if besayf yamav, he's an einus. He's just lucky that he got sick. He has to want to do the mitzvah. Like the Rambam, he's einus that he died. Chiv Karis is on not maling himself his whole life. Just his whole life is not over till he dies. He's actually either Karis the split second before he dies, when it's the last minute of his life, he went through his whole life without a bris. He's over for going through his whole life without a bris. There's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah once in your life. So when is a person mavatal the assay? It's from the minute he dies. So what does that mean? If he's sick the last week before he dies, he's an ayinus. So he's an ayinus in the whole thing? I think so. Good. Good. We discussed in past years the question of tchilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis, if it has a din aynis or not. It was theorist. There are places where tchilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis appears to be an aynis. In Hilchas Nedarim, we had a case where a person made a neder and he waited till the 30th day to do it, and the 30th day was an aynis. So we had the Machlaikis. Yosef and Aguda, we had a machlaikis if he's considered an ayinus. We had the case of tashlumin for davening, where a person doesn't daven mincha b'pshia. He has a chance to daven mincha, he doesn't daven. He plans to daven the last minute. And the last minute, he's an ayinus. So there we say, tchilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis is an ayinus. What's the gather? When do you say tchilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis is an ayinus? So we say it's a b'shia. So we had some cipher, the most geshmak of all the pshatim. Some cipher said that it depends. If it's a situation where you're supposed to do it as soon as possible, then chilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis is a pshia. Let's say a person makes a neder. He makes a neder, he's going to give a dollar to tzedakah. But it doesn't have to be tzedakah. A neder could be anything. Makes a neder and give a dollar to his friend. And he says, I'll give a dollar to my friend within 30 days. He makes a neder, he's going to eat something within 30 days. You're supposed to do it right away. A person's not supposed to take a chance with nedarim. You don't wait for the last minute. You're supposed to do it right away. So there, you're a pesheya if you wait. Masha Enkein, in a case where you're allowed to wait. The case we had, you're allowed to wait. The man gives his wife a get on the condition that he doesn't come back within 30 days. It should be chal. He's allowed to wait till the 30th day. He's not mechuyev to come back. He's allowed to wait till the 30th day. So there, tchilasi b'pshia v'sayfa ba'aynis is an aynis. There's nothing wrong with waiting for the last day. Some Seifa said it depends if you have to do it right away. What about by davening? Are you mechuyev to daven mincha the first chance you have? So some Seifa said that it depends on that. If you hold davening, you're supposed to daven the first time you have a chance to daven mincha. If you hold it such a din, then it's takab shia. If you hold no, what's wrong? I'm allowed to daven. I'm not allowed to daven at the end of the right before this man. I'm allowed to. Then it's an einus. Now we paskin that it's an einus, so we paskin. You're not mechuyev to daven the first available minyan. You're allowed to wait. Most of the world waits. You're allowed to wait. So the gedder of the Chasam Sofer was, if it's something you're supposed to do right away, then it's not an excuse that you're an einus at the end. If it's something you're allowed to wait, then it's not an excuse. Bris Mila, you're certainly supposed to do right away. So you're mechuyev to do right away. So according to the rule that we always work with, if you're tchilasei b'pshiyev v'saifa ba'aynis, you should be chayev karis. You should be chayev karis. The Ravid's rule. The Rambam is the chiddush. The Rambam says that if you wait till the last minute, a person lives 90 years, he lives 120 years, he never did a bris milah. Never did a bris. It's a nesayin. It's not so easy. A person becomes a baal tshuva in midlife. It's a nesayin to do a bris. He never did a bris. Saif yamav, he's an einus. So he's off the hook. Like the Rambam. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. They should be off the hook. So Rabbi Kiva Eger. But you're asking, if you only over, if you destroy the ability to do the essay, that's bitlay. Or the other man, the yama says, no, as long as it's impossible to makayim, you over, that's kind of like kind. So it's not necessarily. Malchus patis from chorus only on a lav sheish bekaris. Mila, there's no less essay, so Malchus won't pat. Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us to look at the Turi Evan. He doesn't bring the Turi Evan, but Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look in the Turi Evan. So I don't want you to think I'm such a zariz that I went and got the Turi Evan. Probably I would have done. But in the back, in the Sefer Alikutim here, they bring the Turi Evan. That's where I saw it. Turi Evan explains the Rambam. It doesn't fit well with his Lashon. But the Turi Evan obviously is bothered by these things we're talking about. It's not Mestaver. The last minute, he's an Oynis, he gets off the hook. So Turi Evan is Mechalik between a person who planned to do a bris. He's afraid, but he's always planning he's going to get to it. In such a case, the Rambam is true. Now, you're not supposed to push it off even when you plan to do it. But it's hard. So there, the Rambam holds true. He says a person who says, I'm not doing a bris finished, b'shat nefesh, he's not doing a bris, he's a mummer l'mila. Such a person says that the Rambam will be made this chayiv karis right away. Doesn't fit into the Lashon HaRambam. Why is the Turi Evan saying it? Because of the problems we have. It's a difficult Rambam. It's hard to understand. Say how it works. How could you have an Ariri if you hold Ariri? And how could you die 50 years old? And say that just not Mestaver, that you waited until the last minute. Most people who die are instant the last minute. Unless a person gets shot in the head, Loyalaynu. Most people who die, the last hours before they die, they're geisus him. They're einstein, they can't do bris. I don't know how it works like the Rambam. So the Turi Evan says this idea, that if you're planning to do it, contemplating doing it, all right, you have a teretz, you're an einstein. If you don't want to do it anyway, you don't have a teretz that you're an einstein. That's the Turi Evan's side. At least, if it doesn't fit well in the Rambam, but at least it explains, but otherwise it's very hard to do.
Someone's a mummer, and he decides he's going to do it.
Nice question. According to Turiyevin, if a person is a mumer for Mila 50 years of his life, he said, I'm never doing a Mila, I don't believe in it, finished. This is Rechaif Karas. And then, shortly before his 50th birthday, he starts to get nervous. He just says, you know what, maybe I better do the bris. No. So he fixes the Karas. So how does it work? So I guess the Rambam would be made that works like the Ragman in that case. Hard to figure out. What you really mean is that we have a shvara because you can always change your mind. He's a Peshe at that time. He was a Peshaya, so he's Chayiv Karas at that time. He'll be Chayiv Karas then. You know, if it's something that's within his Nekudas HaBechira to do, I don't know how Shemayim, how they count him, but technically he's Chayiv Karas. But Seifu Tchilas Yivayi, Seifu Bishiyah is never in Torah.
I'm driving, I
want
to get on it for another. I mean, one guy's going to get on it for 40 years, it's not a mile. Another guy, we would love that for.
According to the Ravid, again, according to the Ravid, he'll die at 50. What? According to him, at age 50, he'll die. Again, this was total life. You have people, we don't have an epidemic of people dying on the 50th birthday because there's a concept of Swiss title life. Yes, and then he gets scarred out of his head. But the din of Kairos is to die at the age of 50. Not everybody who dies. Some people are born and they only have that. Shmuel Anavi died 52 years old. So he means he's chayv nisvi de shemayim. No, he died at 52. It says was kafzal of zikna. He looked older. The Taka says this people shouldn't be miran and achrav that he was chayv nisvi de shemayim. So such an idea. But not everyone who dies is that people who are given a certain number of years for whatever reason. We can't figure it out. Tysus brings in Mayit Katan, Ki Avina ben Chamishim Adina Yumatav L'Rabbanan. There are people who made parties when they were 50 years old because he was Nafik Makaris. He knows, what does that mean? He was happy. How do you learn the Gemara? He made a celebration on his 50th birthday. Because he wasn't, because he never did an Aveira that he was Chayav Karas. It was Niskala to him that he never did an Aveira that he's Chayav Karas. Straight out. So he made a Yom Tif. Okay. There's one more Zayta Gahalacha that comes from this. The question is, what's called dying young? And there are two nafkaminas in halacha. You all know that there's a concept of katlanis. A katlanis is a woman who's widowed twice, she's not allowed to remarry. Why? Because we're afraid that she, mazlo garim, that her mazl was gairim, the death of her husband. Whatever that means, so good. The Ramah says that if the husband died bezikna, if he died old, so she's not a katlanis. Because people die when they get old. It only means that if he died early, so then he has a din katlanis. If he died not early, so then there's no din katlanis. So the Achrayim clear what is the definition of dying young and dying old. No, nobody reaches an age where they had enough. I mean, healthy, normal people whose mental health is normal. So never. A person lives to be 97, he wants to live to be 98. So the issue is, what's considered young for this shiloh. Shiloh also comes up in naming children. We have a custom not to name children after people who die young. And that comes from the Veshmul, it comes from Halacha, that we have a custom not to name after people who die young, who are, die tragically. The Veshmul says that's why the name Yeshaya came. The people named Yeshayahu, most people have a name Yeshaya. He says they didn't want to name Yeshayahu because he was murdered. So the minute came to give Yeshaya. If somebody's name Yeshayahu, it's also good. But he says that's where the minute comes from. There's an exception to this, is naming after a parent. Someone has a parent who died young. So since there's a bracha of arichas yamim for kibbut av, so when a parent dies young, the halacha, this meaning doesn't hold true. A person names after a parent, even if they died young. But otherwise, we don't name after people who died young. What's young? The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. Tshuva Hilchas Ishus, and Evan has a tshuva Memhe. And he says that it should depend on this Tysus, on the sheet this Tysus brings. The Einish is dying early. We say Chorus is 50, Misa B'dei Shemayim is 60. Obviously, if 60 is Zakeh, so then what's the Einish? He lived to be an old man. It must mean that this means dying early. So Mimela, Avnei Nezer says that it goes till the age of 60. Now, of course, the Shaila that Avnei Nezer had was someone who died in his 60th year. And therefore, Avnei Nezer declares, does it mean till he hits his 60th year? Or till he's 60 full years old? He says that that seems to be the machlokes Tosfos brings between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. If you're medayik in the Lashon, what was Yerushalmi's Lashon? Yerushalmi said, the Koris ben Nun, umisehi besamach, kemese minbar. He said, Yerushalmi says, that Ad Nun is Koris, misehi besamach. He teaches Misahi Besamach means in the 60th year. Which means that if someone hits 60, he's already outside of Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if someone hit his 60th birthday, means he lived 60 full years, like Yerushalmi, he's okay. The Bavli said, Meinun Vaad Samach is Karus. So that means, what's Misa B'dei Shemayim? It has to be after your 60th birthday, because Ad Samach is Karis. So Samach is already in the 60th. So he says it's a machlokes is the Bavli Yerushalmi, if it's in the 60th year or not. He says with Tzirufim, in his case there were certain Tzirufim, he says he could be Mekel with a Tziruf. Whatever his case was, that he's Mitzarev, but he says Lamaisa is totally in this Tysus. So Lamaisa, we have this Nafgamina that comes out Derech Agaf from Tysus. The Pirkei Avos, it says Shishim Lazikna, that 60 years old is Zikna. So it seems to follow. Now, what is Shishim Lazikna? Does it mean after your 60th birthday or during your 60th year? Okay, that depends on Avnei Nezer's Kler. So these are two Zaitik and Nafgaminas that have to do with this Tysus. Okay, Akoponim, it's a Tysus to remember. Machloik is the Taich of Karis. Again, three Shitas. Rashi says, Ariri, that he loses children. Tysus says that only the ones that say Ariri are Ariri. Everybody else is Neinun Bat Samach, or Nun, according to the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam holds that it's Einish HaNeshama. The Rambam doesn't bring anything about dying early. It's not clear why. Why does the Rambam leave it out? It could be an Einish HaNeshama and an Einish HaGuf. So it's not clear. The Mefarshim struggle why the Rambam doesn't bring it anywhere. What? Yeah, but they're Einshim. Still Einshim. Doesn't disagree. They're Einshim. Yossi's bothered. The Rambam writes that if you follow all his rules for being eating healthfully and sleeping properly and everything healthfully, the Rambam says, I guarantee you, you'll live to an old age. So it bothers Yossi that if he doesn't miss a karis, he's going to die early. Some the Rambam, when he says, if you follow everything I say, you'll live to an old age, he probably means the rest of the Sefer Yad HaChazaka too. No? Keep the mitzvahs. Yeah, keep the mitzvahs. Okay, next Taisis, Achaisishtai. Let's start it today and get into it tomorrow. Achaisishtai is a Taisis to spend time on. There's a tremendous amount of discussion on Taisis Kashin. Ein lahakshais denidati asaliyabe. Ein lahakshais, don't ask. Nida should be asanyiva. Even though a nida goes to the mikvah, she's tar. We know that if at the time the husband dies, he can't do yibum. Finished. If you're not a yavam in the tefillah rishayna, you're not a yavam at all. But tefillah's in the tefillah, not a yavam. So if he's a nida, she's a nida, it should be a problem. There should be no yibum. What's the kasha? Ein lahakshis. What's shver? Maybe an achinami. So mistam taisis means that what's shver is that the Mishnah should have said it. The Mishnah counted isurei karis. Nida is also an isurei karis. Why didn't the Mishnah count nida? That's the kasha. Now I'd like to read to you the first two lines because there's one word which has to be added to the taisis, and I'll read it to you. Ein lahakshis the nida to yasa liyabe. You shouldn't ask. A nida should be yasa to be miyabe. Afal bishum et hara achakach. Even if she goes to the mikvah later, she still should be yasa biyibum. Kamayach leisishna shemis yabem es afilu meisishna yachbeke. So it should be the same thing. Taisis kasha. Now it doesn't say v'yesh laimar, but you all understand the loidami is v'yesh laimar, right? Taisis answers. The loidami. Achaisish the Vishara Rayasis or Aimed Allah Yavan to famous Shabbat the other. Achaisish Isha is an Isser on the Yavan. Avol Nida Lukuli Alma Asira. Stop there. That's a Teretz. If you stop right there, that's a whole Teretz. Avol Nida Lukuli Alma Asira. The Nida is also to everybody. That's a Teretz. Nida is not like Arayas. Arayas are also to him, is a Ptur. Nida, that's also to the veld. That's not a ptur. That's a teretz. The word ve'afilu, Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Tzaharis, Simen Aleph Ois Aleph, right in the beginning, says that you have to read this as va'oid, as a second teretz. Va'oid, a second teretz. Afilu benidas. And we'll see tomorrow, it's clearly two different teretzim. The Rosh, who says the same as Taisvis, says Va'id. He also brings this, but he brings it as two different Torahs. So to be properly prepared for Shia tomorrow, you have to understand that these are two Torahs in Taisvis. The first Teretz and the second Teretz. What is the first Teretz? What's the first Teretz? Let's think for a second. A man is married to a woman, no problem, no erva, no nothing. The man dies, the woman falls to Yibum, she's a Nida. Why shouldn't we say she's an erva and there's a Ptur Yibum? What's the Svara? Taisus says, because a Nida is also to the whole world. Ishkayach. So a Nida is also to the whole world. So what? Has that answered the question? How do you understand Taisus? The question is, why don't we say that if she's a Nida, when she falls to Yibum, it's an Issa Araba, it's an Issa Nida, and you can't be Miyabim, and therefore there's a Ptur Yibum?
So you can't be Miyabim, you have to be Miyabim in a second.
Okay, so we'll have to come on to Kivishin Esra Sha'achas in the beginning of the Nefila, she's Aser. So Kivishin Esra Sha'achas, she's Nesra Elamis. Let's say that since the beginning of the Nefila, you can't do Yibam. So you can never do Yibam. No, you can't. That's an Issa to do Yibam, so you can never do Yibam. It's a third Teretz. It looks like it. I don't think it's correct to say it's a third Teretz. It looks like a third Teretz in Taisus. Work on it. I don't think it's a third Teretz. And he had two Teretzim, and then Taisus adds some information. We'll see why we do Taisus. So I'll tell you the way I understood Taisus' first Teretz. If I'm wrong, you can always disagree with me. The way I understand Taisus' first Teretz is that when a Nida falls to Yibum, she's Roy for Yibum. She's a person that's Roy for Yibum. There's a side problem that prevents Yibum. It's a side thing, a problem. It's like a woman who falls to Yibum and she's in jail. She's in jail, you can't do Yibum. She's locked up. No one can get to her. You'll say, oh, I can't do Yibum, there's a Ptur Yibum. So no one would say such a thing. Everyone understands. You could do Yibum. There's a side problem. She's locked up. You can't get to her. When she's a Nida, it has nothing to do with her. In other words, it's not an Erva to you. It's not an Issa to you. She now has, a problem. She has a fact that she's missing. She's Mechusa Tefillah. She needs to go to the Mikvah to be Mitar herself. And the way I understand Tosfos Teretz, when do you say if she's also Shach, or she's also forever? If it's an Isser in her, if it's an Isser from her to you, it's an Isser that she's also to you. If she's not also to you, circumstances make her also to you, then it shouldn't apply. I think that's what Tosfos means. I'm not 100% sure. What?
Happens to be that he married a sister.
So what about Bitai also? Happens to be married to daughter. Huh? No, Bitai, you understand. Bitai is a person that you can't do. So you have to remember. How do we know Takan Erev is Pata from Yivam? We have a Pasuk. Even though I say the Chazir Rikars, Lamaisa, we have a Pasuk, Olao. So Olao tells you that there's an Issur. And that Pasuk is by Achleis Ishtar. So there's a pasuk of Aleha that answers. The question is, what do we learn from Aleha? So we're saying now, Aleha teaches you that if she's an Erva to you, there's an Issur. If you can't do Yibum for other reasons, not because she's an Erva to you, then it doesn't apply. Nida is not called an Erva. Okay, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. We'll leave it for tomorrow. Make sure you work on the Taisus. I do want to point out, there's a Kasha, Mitzvah Bavera Kasha here, that Taisus says if you miyabim a nida, so it's chal b'diavad. There's a kasha that it's a mitzvah b'avera. Reb Shimon in Ois Hey, I think it was Simon Bey's Ois Hey, says a teretz that I don't understand. If someone understands it, I'd appreciate it. The Stipler also talks about it later in Simon Tezvav, I believe it is. So it's also, it's a gishmak esugi that has to do with Taisus. So we're going to deal with this, we're understanding Taisus, and we have to deal with Rechad Achinayam, which is sort of a second part of Taisus. So put in the time.